Qatar has been mediating between the two sides. The country's foreign ministry says it's at the closest point it's ever been to getting an agreement. Our Middle East correspondent Alistair Bunkle, who's in Jerusalem, explains how Israeli officials might approve any deal.
It'll have to be first agreed in the war cabinet. That's that very small grouping of five men, including the prime minister and the defence minister. Then it will have to go to the security cabinet, which is a wider body, and then ultimately to the full cabinet. That sounds rather bureaucratic, but that could happen within a matter of hours.
All three of those are due to meet over the next few hours. Boris Johnson's decision-making process was often chaotic as Britain grappled with the coronavirus pandemic. England's chief medical officer, Chris Whitty, has also told the COVID inquiry that the UK wasn't the only place to struggle as the disease started to spread. Two ambulances, two response units and two air ambulances have been sent to an area near where four teenage boys have gone missing in Gwynedd. The emergency medical retrieval service was also there as the search for the group continues. Police in Lancashire shouldn't have revealed personal information about mum of two Nicola Bully after she disappeared while walking her dog earlier this year. That's the verdict of a report into a police handling of it. The King and Queen have welcomed South Korea's president to the UK as he begins a three-day state visit. At Horse Guards Parade in central London, where the monarch traditionally celebrates his official birthday in June, Yoon Suk-yeol inspected a guard of honour. The two countries are due to hold talks to discuss a new trade deal worth £21 billion. And the third and final series of Derry Girls has won the International Emmy for Comedy. It shared the award with Indian stand-up special Veer Das Landing. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
Cheers, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it will turn drier and brighter for the rest of the daylight with a gentle northerly breeze will be expected. Tonight we'll see any remaining clouds soon diminish to leave a mainly clear night. Some patchy high cloud will move in overnight and it'll be a cool one as well with light winds and highs of 10 at the moment and overnight lows of 3.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Cheers, Scott, for a brilliant 1-3 as always. And a warm welcome to you on this Tuesday afternoon here on Drive. And I'm super happy to say we'll be having a live session from the amazing Joby Fox, who's flown over for a couple of gigs in London and stopped by the studio here in Brentwood before flying back to Denmark. We've also got loads of our regular features and, as always, great music. But here's the birthday girl, Carly Rae Jepsen, to kick us off.
Wishing the well, don't ask me, I'll never tell. I look to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing, hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy.
Look. look right at you, baby. But here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you.
Love the mandolin at the end there. Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over. And of course, before that was Birthday Girl, Carly Rae Jepsen. May play another one of hers later, maybe in the last hour. Now, don't forget, here on Phoenix FM today, we have Joby Fox, who is tuning up at the moment. Cannot wait for you to hear him if you haven't heard us already play his tracks here on Phoenix FM. He's on the A-list as well with his brand new track released from the album as well. There's so much to talk about with Joby as well, so make sure you're around from 3:30. But for now, here on Phoenix FM, Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way.
fibre today for reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Right, I'm going to play two back-to-back now. Coming up is Bastille, and you know if you're a regular listener. That's one of my favourite bands. And coming up after that, again, still can't believe it, yes, a brand new track from the Rolling Stones with Mess It Up.
Tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds all over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? Tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds all over the hills, bringing darkness to us. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
Hey. Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, the M25 clockwise is two lines, lanes, closed after the QE2 bridge following an accident. That's at Junction 1B, Dartford. Congestion is back to Junction 30. That's the A13. I'll keep you updated through that before the next travel update. But on the A13, London bound, slow traffic, A12, A126, Lakeside, and M25, Junction 30, due to the M25 problems. A1306, westbound, slow traffic approaching the M25 at Junction 30. 31, obviously due to the M25 issues there. But do you know what? It's looking pretty good elsewhere on the road. So I'm going to head over to the rail. And again, looking good. That's the second, third time this week. Let's head over to the tube, though. The underground station is closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town due to engineering works. And also due to engineering works, trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly Line. That's westbound at South Ealing. Now, that's it for the travel. We're going to be playing Amy Winehouse next with Back to Black, and then we'll be here live with Joby Fox.
Testing.
Yeah.
So that was Amy Winehouse, back to back, one of the brilliant tracks that we love playing here on Phoenix FM. And talking about tracks we're playing on Phoenix FM, Joby Fox, our guest, Belfast-born veteran songwriter, musician, humanitarian and storyteller. Welcome to our Essex studio.
Hello there, Joe, and it's great to be here.
Oh, seriously, so nice to have you here.
It's a bit of a homecoming.
Yeah, it feels like I've known you for years.
Exactly, you keep saying that and it sort of feels that way already.
Yeah, even our Patrick Sherrin, if you tune in between 1 and 3 on a Friday, he's come in as well to see you today, Joby, as well. So,
fantastic,
all the stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, so listen, you've just literally a flying visit. You came over and did a couple of gigs, didn't you, in London? So, how did they go?
Went great. Sunday I was up in a place called Cobblestone Church in Peckham. And... I was just saying to Patrick here that, you know, it was nice to see that community that came out and lovely acoustics, 3:30 in the afternoon, you know, easy going, and me stripped down to an acoustic guitar. I'm kind of used to having the band around me, you know, and... You know, but it was comfortable and it was really, really good. I really enjoyed it and so did the audience, thank God. So, you know, and that was it.
I think especially with the album that you've just brought out as well, I think it's perfect for just you to have just laid back and bare, basically, just and hearing it, how it sort of all came about anyway, because that's how you write the songs, right? And I think there's nothing more personal than that when you're seeing it. You're hearing all the how you can hear it in your head with your band on the album, and then it's just you and the guitar. It's a really personal moment for people in the audience as well.
Yeah, it's a bit frightening, you know. It's a bit frightening too, you know what I mean? It's like you really have to recognize that there's nowhere to go, you know what I mean? It's just you, your guitar, and... You know, the songs, they have to stand up. Yeah. They have to stand up. And as a songwriter, and any kind of artist, I think, you just have to consistently challenge yourself to you know, new challenges and break out in new frontiers.
Yeah.
And I've done that with this, and I'm becoming ever more comfortable with it all.
Mm.
And it feels good. You know, because I toured with a band called Energy Orchard in the late 80s. We were signed to MCA Records, living in London, touring and America, Europe and all of that. And, you know, it was just chaos at times.
Yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't, you know, my stomach was in knots at times. You know, I was a younger person. But, you know, you were worried about... the rest of the band even going to make it to the gig?
Yeah, especially the drummer. The drummer never turns up.
Exactly. You don't want me to start talking about drummers, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, no, we weren't that bad with a tour manager and all. It was well organised. But I remember we left half the band in Heathrow and the plane took off with the other half of the band. And, you know, thank God we had a day in between.
Goodness.
You know, a day lag, and then we worked it all out again, you know, we got back together again. But, you know, so being on my own and, you know, just travelling light like that, it's I love it.
Yeah.
I'm really, really loving it, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I get to tap into something kind of special, if you know what I mean.
So, talking to that, let's hear one of your songs. Which one are you going to play first?
I'm going to sing a song called I Love You.
Oh, it's my favourite.
And it's I wrote this song for my partner, Sophie. And when we first met, she wasn't interested. And then, you know, well, the rest you can work out for yourself.
Sure, I can't go on. heart no more. Always be yours. Here I am, I love you. There's math in madness. I'm here at your door. I said what I said, now I'll say it no more. In a lifetime, this love comes your way. Let it be this love, don't turn me away. Now and forever, won't you be mine? Here I am, I love you. There's method of madness. I'm here at your door. I said what I said, now I'll say it no more. I am, I love you. Here I am, I love you. Here I am, I love you.
Seriously, I did everything in my power as well not to harmonise along with you and ruin it.
No, you're always welcome.
No, that was, truly, that is actually my favourite song from the album as well.
Well,
that's
you,
a beautiful one. I think a lot of people actually can resonate with the lyrics of that as well.
This is it, you know, and I think all writers should write a song called I Love You, you know.
Yeah. I think I've got one.
There you go, you know. But I joke with the audience and I always say, look, I've written this song called I Love You, and I've patented the three words, and don't even think that you can rearrange the words, but I will always get a copyright on it, you know.
I love that. I wonder how many people do believe that one. Yeah,
but, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Well, listen, do you know what? I just want to hear more of your songs. Are you okay, to play another one there for
absolutely,
us?
Yes, absolutely.
Brilliant stuff.
I just have to get this this string here.
Yeah, no worries, yeah. So is it going to be another one from the new album, Once Was a Hawk, Now I'm a Dove?
Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to stick with, there's that came off the album, and there's a song here I've got. It's pretty laid back. I'm going to keep it laid back today, you know. I've got a song actually called Brexit Blues. That's a bit funny, like, but maybe you guys don't want to remember Brexit, you know.
No.
We've moved on from that, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This one's called, funny name, but it's a...
Have you painted it that as well?
What's that, Brexit Blues, eh? No, there's quite a few of them out there, funny enough, I recognised it. This one's called Insane Asylum. Bit of a mad song, but, you know, here it goes, isn't it? Smiles.
what I believe in somehow. Been walking the roads, traveling the highways, doing it all, doing it my way. A short version of it.
Did you run out of breath there, Joby? That was brilliant.
Thank you very much. No, wow. it slipped there. One of the things slipped there. But yeah, that's one of my tunes there. It's called that. You'll not get that on the album. You'll have to go search for that one. It'll be on Spotify. It's on my first album,
yeah,
which was called The End of the War.
Wow. Yeah, well, it's jobyfox.com as well, if anyone...
yeah, thank you.
Why wouldn't you want to go and visit that one? So, listen, we've already played a couple from the album. You're going to play another one, Joby, for us as well, because, you know, you've travelled a long way to see us, and we are fans here as well at Phoenix FM. You know, there's had a lot of buzz around your music, and we're all gutted you didn't get to play in Essex, and you'll have to do that next time, to be fair. But... yeah, because you're on the A-list as well for I Love You, the song that you've
patented.
Much
obliged. Thank you very much.
So,
really appreciate it. It's a bit of a, it's a thrill, you know, and that, you know, that's the kind of support a independent artist needs, you know. I'm with a label called Dimple Discs, and they're great. They've been very supportive. I done, for example, I played in the Green Note last night up in Camden Town.
I was gutted, I couldn't get
that. And it was great. Good vibe there. So do you know what?
Go on.
I'm gonna do this Baxter Blues one for a laugh.
There we go.
I know you don't want to hear about it, but let's see now, what have I got here?
You can tell this is all live as well. It's all going on in the studio. The thing is, he's got about five different harmonicas as well that he has to try and fit in. I think two have already fallen on the floor, so it feels like a proper gig now. Yeah,
you need. I hope you all have a sense of humour. That's all I can say. There's no swear words, or anything like that there, but. So this song, very quickly, I wrote this song in 12 hours. I was actually paid a bit of money to write this song. It was part of a conference in Belfast. And, you know, you've got the kind of Protestant Catholic thing over there. Well, this was a real get-together of everybody. And they said, Joby Fox, write a song about Brexit. And I says, right, here we go. You've got 12 hours. So this is what came out. Troubles, get your coat and shovel. We'll bury Brexit on the border tonight. The party's swinging back to the beginning. It gave the people such a terrible fright. Oh, we're all going the one way, but everybody wants to have the say. Oh, just let's face it, we gotta live in peace and love someday. Oh, we're living on a rock, we just can't stop. Chase the Brexit blues away. Stock up your groceries, your meat, your veg, your poultry, 'cause nothing here is gonna be the same. The chlorine's waiting just to piss the pig. You know it's coming to you anyway. Oh! We haven't been there before. Oh, it's a cultural revolution. A Nazi tongue is knocking on your door. Oh, we're living on a rock. We just can't stop to chase the Brexit blues away. Mm-hmm.
working to build the Iron Curtain, where Boris Johnson's down in Saint-Tropez, and all the artists, the European smartest, have all mysteriously ran away. Oh, we don't know where we're going, and everybody's on that misty trip. Oh, just let's face it, everybody's just talking bleep. Oh, we're living on a rock. We just can't stop to chase the Brexit blues away.
Jamie.
Trying to, subject us all to that.
That's good fun. Listen, we're just going to take a quick break and we'll be straight back with Joby Fox here on Phoenix FM.
Nino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012-77-714-477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Okay, so we're back here on Phoenix FM with our guest today, Joby Fox, who is doing a live drive session. I love that rhymes as well. Joby, are you feeling all right still?
I'm dead on. Okay. I'm getting in it.
We've had a bit of a laugh as well, to be fair.
Not half.
Yeah. So we're not feeling blue at all here. Yes. No, listen, but Joby, listen, your album, Once Was a Hawk, Now I'm a Dove, was released, only about 6-7 weeks ago. How's it all going now?
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. You know what I mean? I've been thrown out of my house. The car's gone. It's been, taken away. And it's going fine. It's going fine. It's, I'll do my 6 months in jail, for not paying my tax, and then it'll be okay after that. Like, all joking aside, it's going okay. It's a lifestyle thing for me too, sure. And we got the hard copy of the album out. So if anybody needs to go there and see what they think, they can have it in digital format or they can have it in hard copy. So for me, the fun part of it is actually getting out. And playing and getting in front of an audience. And it's always been that way, baby. Recording and everything, it's good, it's interesting, it's fun sometimes. Most of the times. And But you can't beat just getting out in front of an audience.
No,
it's
no.
Just, that's it. And for me, it's a lifestyle thing, and it's just making it work financially, and it's kind of going that way. You know,
brilliant.
It's kind of going that way. It's starting working. To kind of look after itself a bit, and I'm, you know, eternally grateful.
It's great to hear, because there's so many independent artists. Mm-hmm. Now, what decade they're from, you know. Yeah. It's really, really tough out there. It really is a tough time for everybody. But I think that's what builds the community as well, because people listen to your music, they resonate with it, they then love you, fall in love with you,
yes.
And come along, and then they see you play. And that's what I was saying earlier. Sometimes just with a guitar and just yourself and the acoustics around you means more, I think, to a lot of the fans as well. So it must have been lovely for you after being in the studio and then, you know, being in Denmark, then coming over to London and seeing people actually there to watch you was that emotional, right?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about, and it helps me build confidence too. You know, and I've been doing it for a long time, but you still have to just keep doing it. You know, and if there's any lulls in between, you know, I'm probably a bit neurotic in that department. You know what I mean? Yeah. If there's any kind of couple of months I'm not playing, I'm going, you know, I'm losing them here. I've got to, you know, got to get out there. I got to play, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like to just get out and play and keep my chops up and really feel that, you know, I'm living that life, if you know what I mean. So, you know, it's such a tough old game to be at. You know, someone said it's an overcrowded subculture, you know, the singer-songwriter, you know. And especially in Ireland, for God's sake, everybody's singing, you know, and playing guitar, you know. And in Ireland, you get paid. I don't drink.
Yeah.
And, you know, you come
get
play
paid in pints,
a couple
right?
of pints, you know what I mean? You're going, God almighty. Like,
maybe I need to move, but that's a different conversation. Joby, we need another song from you. Patrick asked for a special song for you. It's one of our favourites here on Phoenix FM.
Well, thank you, and it was, thank you for having me, folks. So, this song here, I wrote this song when I was working down in Lesvos, doing search and rescue, and picking people out of the water, and it was pretty grim, and then I came back to the woman I love, and I wrote the song, so... Calling out their names.
all I had to do. Thank you.
That is a special song, because obviously you were saying about, you know, pulling people out of the water. You co-founded an organisation, didn't you, Refugee Rescue, and so that song means more when you find out the history behind it as well, how it came about. It's amazing stuff.
It's a funny thing about a song where you can... you can build kind of moments, monuments... and moments, you know, mm-hmm. into that song, you know, and are into songs and, you know, periods of your life. And that's one of those songs that brings me back. Mm. Let's put it that way.
Mm. Yeah.
And, so there you go.
Amazing stuff.
Well, thank you.
Joby, we've got about 4 minutes together now, so we can talk for the rest, or would you like to play another song?
You know, I'd like to just talk and
let's go for this. Because, like, you've had the album out, it's going really well, you've been over here, just had a, like, kind of testing the water, I guess, as well, right?
Getting back into it again, you know, as I say, I lived here for a long time, and signed the MCA Records, you know, and having a great old time of it, you know, but I had to rear a family, but I never stopped the music was always there, you know, and, you know, just sort of... curb my enthusiasm a wee bit, you know.
Sure.
But all my children are all growing up now, and, you know, I'm back to romancing with myself again, you know what I mean? Some people may call it an ego trip, I call it a romancing with myself, you know. Yeah. And just getting out there, as I say, and having a go again. And being back in London is fun. It's very different from where I live in Denmark. You know, Denmark's just so serene, so quiet. I was petrified when I think I mentioned it the last interview. I was petrified when I first went there to listen to my own inner self, you know.
Yeah.
And then I went through all that, and I came out the other end feeling great. And you couldn't drag me away from Denmark. Now I'm really lucky, and that I can have the best of both worlds, and nip into somewhere like London.
Sure.
You know, when I go over to New York, I go to different places there. I've travelled to the Middle East, Hong Kong, and artists are like that. They're able to slip in there, you know, and move around the social strata. You know what I mean? With presidents and paupers, you know. Kings and paupers, you know, and that's the bit that I really love doing too, you know. So
And it's the point, you have got fans all over. You had Nella from Portland in Maine listening in as well. Yeah, and
hello, Nella.
Yeah, so and love from Portrush originally. So amazing how people kind of hear where people are listening. Say we get listeners from all over as well, like expats as we call them as well.
That's right.
Listening into the station.
I've always got the utmost respect for radio, you know, in that sense, you know, and it just sort of builds, doesn't it? And people, and I'm acutely aware, even as I'm speaking at this moment, that there are lots of people listening, and God knows where they're sitting in traffic, or they're sitting at home doing the dishes, whatever, and you know, there might be some strange connection. Sometimes my phone goes afterwards and says, "Oh, I heard you. Where are you?" and all, and that can be a bit stressful, actually, because people start saying, "Call round and see me," you know, and you're going, "Oh God, I can't really do that," you know. That can get a bit stressful, I have to admit, you know, times.
Yeah, but connections and community, that's what the station's about, essentially, as well. So, like, they're reaching out to you, you being on the A-list, already being interviewed, our Patrick saying to me, "Have you heard Joby Fox?" And this is how all this kind of happened, you know, it's all kind of...
It's brilliant.
It's a wonderful thing. And I feel like I've known you for years, so,
But we're musicians, you're a musician also.
So I really get you.
There's that connection, you know, and quite frankly, over the years, you know, I've just had to learn to sort of relax and be in the moment, and just, you know, be with people, be with myself first of all, and then be with people, I don't know, something comes with AIDS, you get more relaxed, you get more open, and we're not here for a long time,
We're here for a good time, not a long time, you
yes,
know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, and we're making, and you're certainly making the most of it, JB. Listen, we've got about 30 seconds left, so if you want to catch up, why wouldn't you, with JB Fox, jbfox.com. Listen, thank you so much for coming along.
No, really, it's
next time you're taking the flight over, you've got to, because we all want to get the coach to the Essex gig, you see,
yeah.
So you've got to get one in Essex and
why not,
get the Phoenix FM folks down. But thank you so much again, JB, for this. It's been an absolute joy speaking to you and listening to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, sir.
All right, coming up now, we've got the news. We'll see you the other side.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.